Attention! As of this moment, you are listening to the Rock for Rookies internet radio show. If you are offended by words like gosh, shucks, golly, schnitzel, fudge, mother father, golly gee whiz, tickle my monkey with a wok, whatever, stop the streaming now. This is not a pop station. This is a call to arms. Yeah, what's up, everybody? My name is Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Today is October the 11th, 2009, and I am still stuck in New Jersey. However, if you happen to be listening to the show on a Tuesday, then I'm off for the Holy Land. I'm going back home this week, which is a reason to celebrate. But I have to tell you, these last couple of days, total funked out. And, like, as in a bad funk, not as in feeling funky. I don't know why. It's something about going back to reality, because America is the anti-reality. It's what it is to me right now. Because you're on vacation, and you're, like, you're living it up, and you're seeing your friends, and you're not doing anything with yourself. And then you just know, in the distance, the place that you want to go the most also has the most depressing things that come along with it. I don't want to go back to work. Do you? I don't want to go back to school. Do you? Yeah, I want to see all my peeps. I know that in a few days from now, Alona Country Love, she's going to be coming back to Israel. And I'm going to get to see my boy Johnny and John. And everything's going to be great and back to normal. But still, I don't know. You know, it's just... So that's what's been getting me down right now. Hopefully this won't come out in the rest of the show. But the first song of the week, well, I guess it's a dedication to all my tribe who just finished the holidays. And I was told, and I was never aware of this because I never did it, but apparently, huge drinking holiday we just had. So quite possibly, if you're listening to this on Monday, which is very possible, then you have a massive hangover from Simchas Torah, one of the best holidays to freak out and party religious style. So yeah, so Jay wanted to hear this song because he said he's gonna have a mad hangover. So dude, this one's for you. This is Godsmack and Whiskey Hangover.
We'll be right back. at a bar down in Ludlow Street, where the bands play for free and the drinks are for cheap. You get the picture, right? The hell is soundtrack tonight. You order like a berry and soda. I ask for rum and Coca-Cola, and she bought that. I better not be stupid or boring. There's no way to behave in a room which is calling you. I'm calling out of work in the morning. The guy behind the bar already knows her name, and he doesn't like the look of my face. But I don't care, so what, he's got cool hair. The young band plays there. From the bar to the table to the backroom show, where the band plays a set and she says, would you go to get a picture, right? You hear the soundtrack tonight, and we go back to a place in the cabin. She said, I think you should stay, it's a long way to Jersey. Alright, I think I should stay the night. We made another drink in the kitchen. I think I might have said more than I really was thinking. Alright, I think she sees through my life. And we were back at a place in the chemical aftertaste. I better not be stupid or boring. There's no way to behave in a room when she's calling. You're calling out of work in the morning.
Is this the way?
Now, we just heard the Rock for Rookies favorites Coheed and Cambria and their song Justice and Murder off the album Good Apollo, I'm Burning Star 4, Volume 2, No World for Tomorrow from the year 2007. I do love them. New prog at its best. Before Coheed and Cambria, we heard the Impulse International and the song Soundtrack Tonight, pop punk band from Jersey City, New Jersey. Hence my little, you know, dedication to this fantastic vacation. Listen, no, I'm serious. Nothing bad has happened over this vacation. If anything, it's been fantastic because I've gotten to see a lot of family and I got to see my best friends, and it's been great. It really has. It's just depressing. I gotta tell you, I don't know what the weather's like back home, but I do know it's just gray and cloudy here, and the wind's like blowing like mad. And fall is setting in, so maybe I'm just getting into winter depression too early, because you usually don't get a time to get the depression, Israel, because winter just hits you. Like, one day you're in shorts, the next day you're like, damn, I should take out my sweaters. And then it turns hot again. Whatever, that's not the point. Okay, so Impulse International, Jersey City, they used to be a band called Dirt Bike Annie, and they split up, and the majority of the members formed the band The Impulse International. There you go. And of course, we start things out with Godsmack for J/Dove, and of course Irwin back home. Yes, I played some Godsmack for you. Headed straight into another Rock Rookie's favorite. It's been a while since I played him. This is Bullet for My Valentine and Spit You Out.
somebody to love, find me 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 somebody to love.
Somebody to love, whoa, whoa.
So we just heard Blind Melon and the song Soak This In, probably written for New Jersey every single time it rains. Once again, I should clarify that there have been a lot of positive aspects of my time away from home, especially being that at home, I don't get to spend time with my family, and here I've been able to spend a lot of time with the wife and a lot of time with the kid, which has been fantastic. By the way, that was the best of Shannon Hoon. Travis Warren was the new lead singer of Blind Melon, but he, as of 2008, left the band, and Blind Melon are currently still seeking a new lead vocalist. Before Blind Melon, we heard MXPX and the song Somebody to Love off their second cover album called On the Cover 2. Now, here's something very interesting about this Christianity pop punk punkcore band, which is how they classify themselves. If you look, they have not aged gracefully. Their first On the Cover album came out in 1995. The new one is from 2005. Oh, wow. Check it out. You'll see, like, they've already lost their hair, and they're a lot chubbier than they were, and I'm not saying that I'm at the peak of my physical, you know, manliness, but these guys, it just looks bad, because they're, like, in the exact same position they were on the cover of the album, looking in the same way. Not so hot. That's all I have to say. And of course, we start things off with Bullet From My Valentine and Spit You off of their first full studio album, The Poison. Before that, they had Hands of Blood and Tears Don't Fall were the names of their two EPs before that, the ones from England and the one from America. All right, guys, moving on. The last block before we reach the end of the show, we're going to start off with a band rarely played here on Rock for Rookies, but I'm forcing myself to get into them because they are well-deserving of my attention. This is Filter and the song Cold Parentheses Anthem for the Damned off the album Anthem for the Damned. Convenient, huh?
Oh,
heard the song Heavy off the album Dosage by Collective Soul from the year 1999. What you need to know about Collective Soul, they've had 7 number one mainstream rock hits, and they broke into the mainstream on the popularity of their song Shine off their debut album Hints, Allegations, and Things Left Unsaid. They were also inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame in the year 2009. They currently just put out a Greatest Hits mix in 2001, and I don't know what they've been doing most recently, though I'm sure they have a lot of albums. That's what they're doing. Post-grunge. They like to call themselves American rock, which I agree with absolutely. Before that, we heard Scars on Broadway, Darren Malenkian off System of a Down. He's left the band completely, and that's the way that it goes. Guys, Scars on Broadway was a huge disappointing failure. After Darren left the band, the rest of the band continued on to Iraq to tour and give concerts to the American soldiers, even though, as far as I know, most of that music is just like anti that war specifically. So we'll see what happens. Alright, I'm going to leave you guys for now. This is the end of part one. I am Maximum Mike. This is Rock Rookies. It's time for a little rock classic. This is Deep Purple and Hush. See you guys in part two. All right, guys, welcome back to part two of this week's episode of Rock for Rookies. I am your host, as always, Maximum Mike, and I have a fantastic way to start off part two for you. I'm not exactly sure how I would classify this band, but they like to be classified as hard rock, which is just perfect for me. They are a Grammy-nominated hard rock band from Los Angeles, California. They had two albums in 99 and 2001. They put out an album in 2006, and since then, 2008 was their last album called Black Butterfly. It was really good, but I'm going to hit you up with a little of their old stuff. This is Buck Cherry and their song, Sunshine.
Sugar, my sunshine, I wanna
just heard the song Sunshine off of Buckcherry's third studio album, which was simply called 15 from the year 2006. It was certified platinum by the RIAA, which means it sold over 1 million copies. The fifth and latest single off that album was Sorry, and it was their highest single to date. Finally, after 98 weeks on the chart, the album became their first Buckcherry album to reach the top 40, peaking at number 39. All right, guys, with that out of the way, it's time for the rock news. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. I'm Maximum Mike, and this is the news. Rock Radio reports Billy Talent singer Ben Cowell of Wizzaflaidibne says the band's recent special edition album was a direct dig at plastic stick games like Guitar Hero and Rock Band. The summer release of Billy Talent 3 was accompanied by an edition called Guitar Villain, which featured the entire album but with the guitar tracks removed. And Ben says that the idea came after a friend of the band discussed how much he enjoyed the guitarist Ian DeSaz playing. The Canadian frontman tells Alternative Press, "It was this whimsical idea of doing our own version of Guitar Hero. I think it's really cool on a couple levels, and mostly it encourages people to pick up a guitar and play as opposed to picking up something with five buttons and pretending to play." Anti-Music reports Chickenfoot has some big news to share with the fans this week. Here's what they had to say. "Did we mention how excited we are that thanks to you the album has been certified gold? Yes, the tour is over, but what better way to wrap it up than a special presentation to Joe, Chad, Mike, and Sammy of their brand new gold records. Wondering what's next for the immediate future, Chad will be getting together with Red Hot Chili Peppers, Sammy and Mike are headed to Cabo, and Joe has a live DVD coming out in the near future. But don't worry, Chickenfoot said that they have some more news coming soon." Anti-Music reports that Pearl Jam's Tuesday night show in Los Angeles had a Temple of the Dog reunion as the grunge supergroup returned to perform their classic Hunger Strike on stage. Chris Cornell joined Pearl Jam, whose entire current lineup has made up the rest of Temple of the Dog for the first time since 2003. EMI reports, fueled by hit singles like Check My Brain, currently number one on both Billboard Top Rock Songs and Alternative Charts, the new Alice in Chains album, Black Gives Way to Blue, has entered Billboard's top 200 album charts at number 5, with sales exceeding 126,000 copies. The debut comes amidst a flurry of activity surrounding the band, including heavy radio and video airplay. The Check My Brain video is currently featured on MTV2's Elite 8, a sold-out U.S. buzz tour, and back-to-back performances on Jimmy Kimmel Live last Tuesday and Wednesday. Next up is October 30th performance on NBC's The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien, followed by a trio of headlining radio dates in Texas, and then a headlining tour of Europe set to kick off on November 12th in Glasgow. Anti-Music reports KISS founding member drummer Peter Criss announced on his official website that last year he was diagnosed with breast cancer. "This breast cancer awareness month, by the way. I was diagnosed with breast cancer," this is what he has to say, obviously, "with an early detection of my great doctor Alex Swistel and staff and the Lord who always looked after me. Today I am cancer-free," he says. "I wanted to let you know that men get breast cancer just like women do. Don't be afraid to let someone know if you have a lump. Do the right thing for you and your loved ones and get it checked. Man or woman, there is no discrimination with breast cancer. We all don't have 9 lives." That was Peter Criss of KISS, cancer-free. Congratulations, man! Rock Radio reports Iron Maiden manager Rod Smallwood said the band are planning to tour on Ed Force One next year. Maiden became the first outfit in history to travel around the world in a customized jet during their Somewhere Back in Time tour, as detailed in an award-winning film, Flight 6666. The Boeing 757 carried musicians, crew, gear, and guests, with singer Bruce Dickinson, a qualified airline pilot, at the controls. Rock Radio exclusively revealed in April that Maiden has committed to making a new LP. Now Smallwood confirmed, and he also said the Brit-winning band will take to the air again in 2010 for a tour. Maiden, please come to Israel, though we probably don't have a venue big enough for you. Anti-Music reports. Sorry, guys, this is taking a while, but this is good stuff. Anti-Music reports with Ozzy Osbourne's new autobiography coming out. We are seeing some interesting interviews where the Ozman is spinning sensational tales. Hardcore fans remember that Ozzy was once misdiagnosed with MS, which led to his short-lived retirement. Unlike KISS, Ozzy has a legitimate reason to call off his retirement plans once he discovered that he was misdiagnosed. But it turns out that MS was not the only misdiagnosis he has received in his lifetime. The Mirror had this to say. I once went to a doctor and had an AIDS test, and he told me it was positive, Ozzy said. That was one of the worst days of my life. But the former Black Sabbath star was granted a reprieve when a second test came back negative. Doctors blamed the mistake on the singer's immune system, which has taken a battering from years of booze and drugs. Well, that's Ozzy for you guys. Well, that is all the news that I have this week, brought to you by AntiMusic.com. And, of course, Rock for Rookies, getting right on with the music. One of my favorite Celtic punk rock groups. This is Flogging Molly and the Kilburn High Road.
Need to kill this pain. And I won't leave me alone. I don't believe it will till I'm dead and gone. It won't leave my head alone. And I don't believe it will till I'm 6 feet under.
heard A Day to Remember and their song Welcome to the Family. Day to Remember are an American rock band from Ocala, Florida. There's a city I've never heard of. Formed in 2003, their music generally consists of growled verses, clean pop-punk style of choruses, and breakdowns. Right before them, we heard Dave Matthews and their song Rhyme and Reason off of the album Under the Table and Dreaming. Under the Tables and Dreaming. I don't play much Dave Matthews because usually I don't like their stuff, but whenever I find stuff which is kind of catchy or even fun that you can possibly move your head to, I'll play it. I will. Of course, we started things off with Flogging Molly and the Kilburn High Road off of their first album ever. I'm pretty sure it was called Swagger. We are moving on right now with one of Rock Rookie's favorite bands, and by the way, when I mean Rock Rookie's, I mean mine, Maximal Mike's favorite bands. This is Disturbed off the album Believe. This is the song Bam.
tell you why I would die for you. Let me light up.
So we started things off with Disturbed and their song Bound off of their album Believe. Believe was a experimental album, I guess you would call it, that David Draiman really had to get off of his chest. It was mostly about religion and the issues that he had with his grandfather after, you could say, quote-unquote, came out of the closet and said that he no longer wished to be religious. Right after that, we heard Seven Dust and their song Seasons off of the 2003 album Seasons. Seven Dust, alternative metal, new metal. They're mostly influenced by Metallica, Faith No More, King's X, and Living Color. Also in 2010, they plan to put out their 8th studio album. I believe it's going to be called Vermillion. And finally, we just heard Yellow Card, and I believe it was the song Light of the Sky off of their 2007 album Paper Wings, maybe? Yellow Card. They're also kind of hard to put their finger on, because sometimes they do just sound like pop punk sometimes, but they call themselves, their earlier materials more like punk rock, then finally they had melodic hardcore and hardcore punk. Nowadays they just call themselves alternative rock, and you also don't hear their violin so much like you used to, and that was something that I was very, very into with Yellow Card, because I love when people bring in instruments that aren't usually used in that specific style of music. Now, we're coming on to our last few songs of this week's show, which means that it's my last chance to say how much I've been influenced recently by all the classic rock that I've been hearing, because that's the best station I listen to. Except there's this new station called Something Fresh New York. I don't know, whatever. Also pretty good. A lot of Avril Lavigne. Yeah, alright, either way. Avril Lavigne has nothing to do with our following performer. This is Eric Clapton and Layla.
Nobody's waiting by your side.
guys, we just heard Alter Bridge and their song Metalingus. I believe it was off of their first album called One Day Remains. Alter Bridge is the leftover people from Creed, which is Mark Tremonti, Brian Marshall, and Scott Phillips, and they added vocalist Miles Kennedy. He's also the rhythm guitarist of the band, formerly of the Mayfield Four. So they put out two albums, One Day Remains and Blackbird. The question does remain as to whether or not there's ever going to be another Alter Bridge album, now that Creed haven't just done a reunion tour, but they've actually put out a new album. So who's going to be bigger, and what will the guys of the band decide? That is going to be left up to the future. I've not heard anything to otherwise than saying that Alter Bridge is definitely gone, but they had already started working on a little bit of stuff for their third upcoming album, though that has all been put on hold since Creed got back together and made an album. Well, that is all the time we have for this week's episode of Rock Rookies. I hope you guys had a fantastic Chagim. The holidays are over. It's time to get back to reality and back to life. I will see most of y'all this coming week in Israel. And by most of y'all, I'm pretending that not only my friends listen to this show, which should be nice eventually. All right, guys, so that's it. I'm Maximum Mike. This is Rock Rookies. Remember, if the music touches you, make sure it's someplace naughty. This is Chevelle with Send the Pain Below, which is kind of what happens when I look at the little counter on the bottom of the show and I don't see that it's gone up.
Down!